Chapter 73. In the kitchen, Molly hung up the phone and turned on the wire. When she went into the living room, she had to fake the surprise, because Jesse had just told her he was coming in. But she didn't have to fake the fear. That was real. He pointed the little silver derringer at her. "Who are you?" she said. "I think you know," he said. "What do you want?" she said. "I think you know that too," he said. "You're the Nighthawk," she said.
"Yes."
"What do you want?" "Remove your clothes," he said. His voice sounded to Molly as if it had a small quiver in it. "Remove my clothes?" "Now," he said. "In front of you?"
"I like to watch," he said.
"And if I refuse?"
"I'll shoot you," he said.
"Don't do that," Molly said.
"Then start the striptease," he said.
"Yes, sir," Molly said. "Here I go."
She began slowly to unbutton her shirt. "Come on, Jesse," she thought. "If Suit actually sees me in my underwear, I'll shoot myself. Or him."
"What's so funny?" the Nighthawk said.
"There's nothing funny," Molly said.
"You were smiling."
Molly unbuttoned the last button on her shirt.
"I do that when I'm nervous," Molly said.
"Take off the shirt," he said.
"Shirt isn't bad," she thought. "Line of duty and all that."
But she had taped a gun to the inside of her right thigh. If she dropped her skirt, he'd see it. And then what? If she had to drop the skirt, she'd come up with the gun. And the hell with Jesse and Suit. She didn't have to. Looking past Seth Ralston, she saw the knob turn silently on her front door. She began to beg loudly.
"Please," she said. "Please don't make me do this. Please."
It covered any sound of entry, and, she could see, it pleased Ralston.
"Sorry, honey," Ralston said. "The clothes gotta come off. The quicker they do, the quicker it's over."
"Freeze right there," Jesse said.
Ralston turned his head and saw Jesse and Suitcase Simpson, each with a gun drawn and aimed, Jesse to his right rear, Suit to his left. He looked back at Molly. She had her gun out from under her skirt.
"It's a trap," he said.
"Yes, it is," Molly said. "Put the gun down." Ralston looked back at Jesse. There was a little earpiece in Jesse's left ear.
"You figured this out," Ralston said.
"Put the gun on the ground," Jesse said.
Ralston stared at Jesse and glanced at Suit and looked back at Molly. Nobody moved. Ralston lowered the gun.
"The end of the Nighthawk," he said.
"Put the gun on the floor," Jesse said.
"Jail time."
"Put it down now," Jesse said. "I won't tell you again."
"We know naught of our coming hither or our going hence," he said. "Readiness is all."
He raised the derringer suddenly and leveled it at Molly, and all three cops fired. Ralston went down in a heap and lay still on the floor. The three cops looked down at him. Jesse crouched and felt for a pulse and found none and stood.
"Dead," Jesse said.
Silently, Suit holstered his weapon and picked up Molly's shirt from where she'd dropped it on the floor. He draped it over her shoulders.
"I wonder which one of us killed him," Molly said.
"All of us," Jesse said.
"At his request, I think," Molly said.